This is the story of the liberty of an ocean foe gate.
Old Jack Norris, the musical shrimp, and the cadging ramble. A little bit of this, would you like a bit of that? But in weather like this, you should wear a coat, a nice warm hat. A needle and thread, the hand stitches of time. Battling Levinsky versus Jackie Burr, bobbing and weaving an invisible line. So step for step, and both lights on our feet, we'll travel many a long dim silent street. Would you like a bit of this, or a little bit of that? A little bit of what you like does you no harm, you know that. Perpetual steady echo of the passing beat, a continual dark river of people, in its transience and in its permanence. But when the street lamp fills the gutter with gold, so many priceless items bought and sold. Round Arnold Circus, up through Petticoat Lane, past the Well of Shadows, and once back around again, arm in arm with an abstracted air, to where the people stared at the upstairs windows, because we are living like kings, and these days will last forever. Sailors from Africa, China, and the archipelago of Malay jumped ship ragged and penniless into Shadwell's Tiger Bay. The Welsh and Irish wagtails, mothers of midnight, the music hall carousal in spilling out into bonfire light. Sending half-crazed shadows, giants dancing up the brick wall of Mr. Truman's beer factory, waving balls 10 feet tall. Whether one calls it Spitalfields, Whitechapel Tower, Hamlets or Bangle Town, we're all dancing in the moonlight. We're all on borrowed ground. Just walking down to, I'm just floating down through. Won't you come with me to the liberty of Norton Folgate? But wait, what's that? Dan Leno and the Limehouse Golem.
Coming left and right, trying to flog you stuff you don't need.
smiling chap takes your hand and drags you in his uncle's restaurant. There's a Chinese man trying hard to flog your moody DVDs. You know, you've seen the film. It's black and white, it's got no sound, and a man's head pops up and down right across your widescreen TV.
Only a fiver.
Extortioners and night wanderers, the feeble, the ghastly, upon whom death had placed a very sure hand. Some in shreds and patches, reeling inarticulate, full of noisy and inordinate vivacity, which jars discordantly upon the ear and gives an aching sensation to both pair of eyeballs. Noisy and inordinate. Sprang up from the dark mud of the Thames. I say it again.